Here's a whistle.
All right, what do we got here?
Completely watertight. 3D printed objects off of a MakerBot 3D printer.
How much did this cost?
You can't buy this particular machine anymore, but this machine was right around $750. The current generation, which is the one I'm working on here, these are about $1,000. MakerBot has like on up to a couple thousand.
And you buy them, or you buy the parts?
You buy them as a kit, or like the $1,000 unit we have, is we sell it as a complete machine.
And I can buy this from you?
Sure, you can buy that one from me.
I can buy that for $1,000.
What's that?
What size is this going to make?
This one will make an 8-inch cube size, 8-inch by 8-inch by 8 inches high off.
So this is one here? Is that 8-inch?
This was made on that machine, so that'll fit.
So I can make a Goomba or whatever that's called, right?
Yeah. This is a turtle shell racer.
So you can make this toy. Can I pick that up? Wow. And how much does that cost as far as raw materials? And what am I have to buy
that's
to make that?
$20 worth of raw materials, and that's a $12 Walmart RC car.
Wow. Okay.
I had to upgrade the power
supply. What does the ink look like? What's the ink?
The plastic? Look like? This ABS plastic?
So I buy $20 worth of this.
Yeah,
these usually
come in 2-pound or 5-pound rolls. Usually about $40 for a 2-pound, $80, $100 for a 5-pound roll.
Is that hard to find?
No, not at all. It's quite easy to find on eBay, for example.
And what am I doing here? I'm melting it?
Yep, we're driving it through the extruder here, down into a hot end, which actually melts it at about 460.
You can kind of smell it.
Yeah. And then we lay it down on top of this hot build plate. Basically what happens is just like an ice cream machine where you turn on the ice cream and you catch the ice cream in the cone, right?
Yeah.
And then you turn off the ice cream machine and you have the spiral shape. We're doing the exact same thing with plastic. Only think about like a hot glue gun, right?
So it's a highly precise hot glue gun with plastic.
Exactly.
And now if I make something that's got kind of a weird shape, do I have to build a scaffolding underneath it and then knock it away?
Yeah, so like Yoda's head here, we would build a scaffolding to hold out his ear. So when you build it, it would be,
So
like
what went
this.
Wrong with Yoda?
This was actually a non-calibrated machine.
So show me Yoda's head, and he looks a little goofy.
Yep.
And that's because he wasn't calibrated. Now show me an awesome one, though.
So we've got like the companion cube here. You can see the.
It's very smooth.
Yep.
You had a great Darth Vader.
Here's the Darth Vader on my keychain.
Wow.
And so people ask about how strong the material is. This is ABS plastic. It's been on my keychain for almost 2 years now. It's completely hard.
And you mess up your print by doing that?
Not really. It's already messed up, but that's a different story. One of the guys that founded the company likes to say that when people ask how hard it is, he says, it's made out of ABS plastic, which is what Legos are made out of. You ever step on a Lego in the middle of the night?
Nice.
It's really hard.
Do you think 3D printing is like the new hotness? Like that's the big, the next thing?
It certainly is. This is something that will change the world economies as we know it. Because the way we distribute, the way we buy things, today we have this huge chain
put it on a ship from China.
We make it in China, we ship it all the way over, there's distribution, there's all, you know, store warehouses, there's
marketing. Right.
If I need a comb, I can print a comb out. I can go to Thingiverse, which is a website of things, download the design, and just print it out. This RC car was on Thingiverse. I didn't design it.
I was wondering how you make this, because I don't have the talent to make this.
Right. I downloaded this design.
And did you print
now,
it
I
out
modified
and
it.
And paint it?
Yes, I used Krylon paint, Kmart, right? It's acetone-based.
Wow.
And the acetone melts the plastic quite nicely. It melts the plastic. So that turned out nice. This is an open-source design. I modified it to support this little cheap RC car.
Is that hard to do?
No, not really. It's I just use Google SketchUp.
You use SketchUp?
Yeah. I use SketchUp to design all my parts.
So I've always said that molecules are more expensive than electrons.
They are, yeah.
So you're saying that this is that last mile problem.
This is the
last. Electrons right up until here.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Very, very cool. And this is about less than a grand.
Yeah.
Which is how much I spent for my first inkjet printer.
Yeah.
So why am I not...
Think about your laser jet printer.
Why am I not just giving you money right now?
Why aren't you?
Well, that's a good question. All right. Well, thanks for showing me that, Bill. I appreciate that.
No problem. If they're too loose, you'll get a lot of play in the system.
Okay, so tell me the things that you need to do again.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Good. So we have two belts. These belts actually, you know, need to be tight.
Okay.
They don't want to be too tight, but they need to be tight enough so that we get accurate positioning of it. The three factors that are software controlled are the temperatures that we run at. So we extrude the temperature from the extruder itself, the temperature of the print bed itself. Those are two variables that we have, just the temperatures. And then we also have the speed at which we drive things. So we can move this build plate underneath it at a certain rate, and we can also drive the extrude at a certain rate. We don't want to drive it too fast. We want to make sure that we drive it slow enough that we can catch all of the extrusion, right? And that we're not moving the base plate too fast so that we break it off. And then the layer height.
How long will this take? You're making a Yoda head?
I'm making a Yoda head. This print, I believe, is about an hour and a half.
Wow, it's a long print.
Yeah, it's a nice detailed print, though.